But the event that really caused repercussions was my 17th birthday piss-up at the Beagle. The problem is that I get off with both Debbie and Sarah Kay. And here's where it all gets horribly interesting. The following days afterwards, the situation is this. Debbie has decided she fancies me. Though I like her, Debbie is unfortunately not the subject of my attention, or, let's face it, lust. That is most definitely Sarah's job, and over that weekend I most foolishly allowed myself to fall in love with the idea of going out with her. Well, although I never asked her myself, she got wind of my intentions and politely said sod off, and promptly went out with Mike Mason instead. I speak light of it now, but at the time it was flipping devastating, and I plunged heroically into a week-long depression session. Let's not mistake, I don't get pissed off for a week just because of one girl. No, what got to me was the regularity with which this seemed to be occurring. How many girls in the 5 years up till then had eventually said, let's just be friends? Sarah J, Maddie, Jill, Lara, Bridget, now Sarah K. As I said in a letter to Maddie, I should have known it would screw up. It always has screwed up. It always will screw up. What didn't exactly help matters was that Maddie then went out with Andrew Plater. Andrew who? What a shock that was. Anyway, Andrew is, of course, mates with Mike, I'm a tosser and I steal women, Mason. And so a cosy little foursome has now developed from which Bachelor Rob is now coldly excluded. It suddenly struck me I was alone, very alone. And that's where the rot set in. Everywhere I look, everyone has someone. I mean, I wouldn't mind if I was flipping, boring, stupid and repulsively ugly, but I'm not. And it beggars belief that people like Sarah see more in people like Mike Mason than in me. Frankly, what does he have that I don't? Experience and luck. That's what. Is that it? Have I just been unlucky? I don't know. Quite frankly, I don't have a flipping clue.